Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Doing it and doing it and doing it.
Afternoons on the Score.
All right, Speaks, what'd you do?
So, look, man, it was the anniversary weekend, and we did a staycation, okay? So
staycation, lovely, love it.
Lovely, yeah. Lovely. And, you know, it fits me because I've lived all around this town through the years, all over the place in different neighborhoods, now live downtown, and I love downtown. I hang out at some very, very, very touristy spots every once in a while, but what the hell? It's a good city, all right? So screw you guys. I lead with that. But the
defensive.
I know, immediately. Because he got my head, Shane. But here's the thing. It was a great time. We stayed at the Wit right over there on State Street.
Yeah, sure.
Went to have dinner at Royster in the West Loop, which was a lovely dinner. Sitting at a bar table around the kitchen, essentially, watching the chefs work. Very highly recommend. So you can, if you're into like watching people call each other chef and do things along the way. Saw Ronnie Chang at the Chicago Theater, which was very, very funny. You would have loved it, Danny. He worked like an hour and 45 minutes, just kept going. And then at the end, he's like, thank you for being so patient. I'm working on stuff for my special. So he was workshopping hard. It's the longest I've ever seen a comic work.
It was amazing. Respect. Like
yeah,
that.
It was amazing. Then the next morning, went for brunch at Miru, which is on top of the St. Regis over there on Wacker. So Japanese brunch, absolutely delicious.
Is that the sushi place there?
It is.
Yeah, I didn't know they had a brunch.
Yeah, they do. Okay. They do have a brunch. It was absolutely delicious. Great spot on a beautiful day, of course, in Chicago. And so we're eating. We have the crispy rice and the spicy tuna. Absolutely great. There was like a little egg bao, like an egg breakfast sandwich and a bao bun, which was freaking awesome. And then they gave us pancakes. Okay. And it's blueberry kind of cheesecake pancakes. We got like a stack of three pancakes. And all we have at this point, of course, is chopsticks. So we're like, how do you eat pancakes with chopsticks?
You ask for a fork.
No, didn't do that. Didn't do that, Danny. Didn't think that was an option.
Didn't think it was an option.
Didn't think it was an option.
It's a restaurant.
I know, but it's a Japanese restaurant, and they didn't put forks on the table. And then the service has been outstanding. So we have the chopsticks. We're like, all right, well, how do you do this? I don't know. Let's figure it out. So it took about, 12 minutes or so for us to fully eat the pancakes. I'm like trying to lean in with the chopsticks and cut a pancake in half. Christine's like, I think we're supposed to roll it up. That's what I think we're supposed
roll
to.
Roll it up?
So she takes one pancake with a chopstick off and puts it on her plate, puts the blueberries in the middle, uses the chopsticks to try and roll it up into a tube, and then picks up the tubular pancake and starts taking bites out of it. We're laughing. We're like, I guess this is what we're supposed to do. We'd figure this out. People at the couple at the table next to us is laughing. He's like, you guys are doing great. You guys are figuring it out, right? We think it's hilarious. Waiter comes up and he's like, so how were the pancakes? Like, oh, those were great, but we weren't sure how to use the chopsticks. And he said, they didn't bring you a fork? We're like, oh, didn't know that was. He's like,
you ate three pancakes with chopsticks?
We split an order of three pancakes with blueberries and ricotta or whatever the hell it was. With chopsticks. But he's like, yeah, sorry about that. We're supposed to bring you a fork. Like, yeah, you were. But we didn't ask. I thought we were supposed to just use our chopstick skills at the highest level. And apparently we could have asked for a fork. I had no idea.
This is I guess good job.
No, I don't think so.
On the problem solving and the ingenuity, but you're at the St. Regis. You're at one of the nicest hotels in the city. Service is top notch. Bad job by them not bringing you a fork. And unless you inhaled the three pancakes in like three bites, how long was the between appearances by a waiter? So the table next to you recognized you struggling, but no one on the wait staff, not a busboy,
no,
not a manager, no one else noticed this couple eating pancakes with chopsticks.
Maybe they thought it was just our choice. If they just see us doing it.
Were there syrup involved?
There was, but we forgot to apply the syrup. We were so...
Well, it would fall off the chopstick.
Right, we would have
You're not putting the syrup on the chopstick, Danny. You're putting it on the pancake. So you'd hope that the pancake absorbs the syrup.
Yeah. But it would get soggier, and it would likely be even more difficult to handle with the chopstick.
Real quick, before we keep laughing at Speaks, 10-day DL for Seiya Suzuki, oblique strain.
Oh, wow. Okay, so 10-day injury.
Just want to get that out there.
For Seiya Suzuki, oblique strain. That sucks, man.
And already Canario up to take his place.
Yeah.
Obliques linger.
Oh, they sure do, and he's a big, strong man.
Didn't Speaks help me?
Yeah.
Oblique for him last year. Oh. Wasn't that the early season injury for Seiya?
It absolutely was. It was, and then it was a long time because, oh, God, it absolutely was the early season
injury. I
don't
have Twitter or the text lineup. I'm sorry, but, I'm like 90-something% sure that injury early season last year was oblique.
You know, I think you're right because I remember we talked about how difficult it was, and then you don't know exactly when you're supposed to try and come back because if you try and come back too soon, you can re-aggravate it and it can linger. You know, it absolutely was.
Yes, it was a left oblique last year, right this time.
Mm. Oh, man.
That's bad. I mean, hopefully it's just...
This team is getting unlucky, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they
are. They're getting very, very unlucky.
I wonder what Council will now do to the lineup. Canario can hit, but you're not like you're just going to slide him right in there into your top three or anything like that. So probably end up moving Morel up. I mean
Hap, Bellinger, Morel, right?
Hap, Bellinger, Morel, and then Bush 4 probably, which is makes some sense. Or Dansby in there as well into that mix. Yeah, that's a tough injury right there.
Got to imagine it's not just 10 days.
Yeah, I don't know.
They just start with that and then figure out what to do from there. And just, you know, that's tough. I wanted to laugh about pancakes and chopsticks.
Yeah, well, feel free. I'm actually curious how you guys would go about eating pancakes with chopsticks.
I wouldn't. I don't even always
I felt like I was in Japan at that point. Well, we'll talk about it. We got to take a break. Let's stay on schedule here, God's sakes.
Okay. Well, yeah. The whole vibe is off. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.